This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski, and you're listening to us on Bell Media on AM 800 on a really nice Tuesday evening. I got to tell you, I'm a little tired. You can probably hear it a little bit in my voice that we've just gone through really what is our first big race of the year, Le Chocolat, and I'm still recovering on a Tuesday from a Sunday race because it's just that kind of an event. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we're a show all about running, all about endurance sports like swimming, well, mostly like triathlon and cycling, but mostly running, trail running, ultra marathoning, 5K, even some track and field. And the reason for this show is really simple. We're going to talk to a whole bunch of people throughout the year, like we have for the last 3 years, and hopefully inspire you to kind of join our sport, get off the couch, maybe do a 5K, maybe do a walk. All of it's okay. Just go do something. That's what's really, really important, and that's really what the message of the show is all about. And today is like every other great week that we have. We have our really special guest. Our feature interview today is with Julie Weiss, who's the marathon goddess. And I was down in L.A. back in February when Julie was doing her 100th marathon. And she also did 52 marathons in 52 weeks a couple years ago. All to raise money for pancreatic cancer and research and all kinds of stuff. So she's going to be on. She is a dynamo in the running industry. And marathongoddess.com is actually where you can find out more information about her. She's going to be with us. And you're going to fall in love with her because I'll tell you, most of America has. And we're going to introduce you to her. We also have Song of the Week. You know, that song that you want to add that's brand new to your music mix when you're working out. And of course, Ben Kaplan, the editor-in-chief of Iron Magazine, will join us. And apparently he's had some sort of breakthrough that we're going to talk about. I think you're going to find it pretty funny. Look at Le Chocolat. Let's get to some of our races and kind of what we do. So Running Flat produces running events. It's just, that's what we do. And Le Chocolat is probably one of our largest races regionally here in Southern Ontario. It is the largest race in Southern Ontario, period. And it's a 5K, 10K and a half marathon. The weather was perfect, absolutely perfect for running and PBs. And I heard there was PBs all over the course, personal bests from different runners. It's a little tough to do when you're the race director and staff and volunteers, and they all did amazing work this weekend. And I really want to start by thanking all the volunteers, because you know what, doing a large scale event where you have, 2,500 participants with, you know, almost like 1,300 of them being foreign tourists, you're going to need almost 200 volunteers to pull this off. And without them, there is no event. So right off the bat, hats off to all the volunteers and, of course, the runners that came out. And let me just name a couple because I can name names. It's my show. We start with the Windsor Firefighters and the Fire Services. They're somewhat of the benefactor. We've raised, I don't know, $5,000 or $6,000 for Sparky's Toy Drive through the process of this event. And Bob Bailey's a guy that we work with constantly to make sure that we have all the volunteers, and those guys are great because we have fire trucks on the course and the firemen are handing out medals to all the participants. It's a wonderful event that way. And of course, all the students that are on the road and helping us with marshalling. Social Running Group, and there's actually a couple different running groups, the Amherstburg Running Group and the BHB Running Group, the Young Family, the Newman Families, the Bike Marshals, who do a critical role for us. For a lot of reasons, but for the most part, it's for the identification and the safety of the leaders who are running the races as a race. And because we were hosting the National 10K Championships, that in itself is something for Windsor, right? I mean, we've done this 2 years in a row. It's the all-age group National Championships. And, the head of Athletics Canada comes down from AC Road and they adjudicate it and they present the medals. And so does the Canadian Masters Association. They also present medals. So it's a big deal for our quaint little city. And so without the bike marshals doing that, there really are no races. I can assure you that, and I thank them all personally for that. We also had, you know, some high school students from General Amherst. And then we also have, you know, some of the folks who are exhibiting at our race kit pickup and are also our sponsors and help us with gifts. The Stag Shop, the Running Factory, New Balance Store, the TCH Montessori, the Children's House Montessori, University of Windsor Kinesiology Department. You know, we never talk about this, and we've been working with the Kinesiology Department for, it's got to be 3 or 4 years now, where they do all of our survey work, pre-race and even post-race, where they actually talk to all the runners about where they're from, how do they find out about the race, how far do they travel, you know, what's the economic impact into the community. So we have all that aggregate data, and as we work with the master's students over at the Kinesiology Department of the University of Windsor. They've been great. Our good friends at Spago. Now, if you're a volunteer for this race, you have like the best food in the world every day, thanks to our good friends at Spago, who just opened up their new restaurant on Cabana, and Marathon Pacing for pacing our half marathon, bringing those folks in on time. And we had Silverstein's for bananas, and Chyla's photos, Chyla's race photos. Chyla has taken all the race photos. So if you ran the race, the results are on RaceMind. But what's really interesting is you go back to our Facebook page. The Facebook page has, I don't know, like 4,000 pictures on it in different galleries. And those pictures are of all the runs and all the racers and all the walkers throughout the entire event. So whether they did the 5 or the 10 or the half, we had folks on the course, we had folks in the chocolate zone, at the finish area, at the start area. So all those pictures, if you want to go identify yourself and tag your friends, it's all on Facebook. It's all on the Le Chocolat, a Mother's Day Primer Facebook page. And I welcome you to go in there and do that. And, you know, the pictures are awesome. So thanks a lot, guys, for doing that. And of course, St. John's Ambulance. There's always a lot of people to thank. And of course, the entertainment. There's a lot of entertainment on the course this year from Nouveau Entertainment, Sounds Plus, and Vertical Pole Fitness. And don't forget the volunteers, because that's, without them, there is no events. A couple of things that are coming up. We're going to be making the announcement of who is going to be on the medal for Canada Day, I would say, in the next 2 weeks. Canada Day, if you're not familiar with it, is July 1st. It's on a Friday. This event's in Amherstburg. We are the largest Canada Day race on Canada Day and in the country. And when you're voting, when you sign up, you actually vote for who you actually want to see on the medal this year. So this year, it's we have Don Cherry, Wayne Gretzky, and Clara Hughes as the nominees to be the Great Canadian to be on that medal. And at the same time, when you're going through registration and you choose one of those, you also choose who you want for next year. But keep in mind that we've already had Sir John A. Macdonald, Terry Fox, Colonel Chris Hadfield over the last number of years. So, you know, and you know, we get Rush and we get all kinds of interesting Canadian votes. They're all great votes, and you know, just keep them coming. And what we do is we tally those up, pick the top three from there, and then bring those forward as your finalists for next year. And that's really how Canada Day works. We've also got a really big virtual side to the race. So if you have a friend who's in a foreign land, who's Canadian, or just can't make it to the race, they can get the shirt, the cool medal, and the bib, and they can run on Canada Day wherever they are in the world. It's pretty cool. Color Run Nights, July 23rd. Registration is extremely brisk for that. Same kind of concept of what Color Run's been for a number of years, where there's 4 color zones and we throw the powder on you. What's really interesting is it's at night, and the powder's iridescent, and it's a lot of fun. Your giveaway is not a medal. It's actually a shirt that glows in the dark with a black headlight. Very, very cool. It's some of the coolest swag I've ever seen. Color Run Nights, July 23rd. For all these races and more, just go to runningflat.com for podcasts, for prior shows for the last 3 years. It's also there under the radio tab, or just go to iTunes and download it through your iTunes store. And also, you can follow us on Twitter, any of our Facebook pages, or just reach out to us at Running Flat and tell us what you think of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Up next, when we come back, Julie Weiss, the marathon goddess, on Running Flat Radio.
feels great to get more than you expect. Like getting two chocolate bars from the vending machine. Getting an enormous birthday present. Yay! Or launching those celebratory fireworks. Wind gives you more than you're used to. For only $40 a month, you get unlimited talk and text with 3 gigs of data plus a bonus 2 gigs. Offer ends soon. Visit windmobile.ca.
Wind, true mobile freedom.
Get your tickets to the Windsor Endowment for the Arts Awards and Grant Ceremony Thursday, May 12th. Presented in partnership with the Mayor's Arts Awards, sponsored in part by St. Clair College. Visit wea-arts.com.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Sign up today for our e-newsletter for exclusive access to all the exciting things at Devonshire Mall, and you could win a $50 gift card. Visit devonshiremall.com for details.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, a few clouds tonight, increasing cloudy periods later on with a low of +8. Wednesday, mainly cloudy, a 60% chance of showers late in the morning and in the afternoon with a high of 14. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 18. Friday, sunny with a high of 22. And Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, a 60% chance of showers with a high of 18. Again, for tonight, a few clouds, increasing later on with a low of 8.
IQ doesn't just stand for intelligence quotient. It also stands for impossible question. Bring out the genius in you and win a fantastic prize.
Win a $75 gift card from the City Grill. Dueling Pianos make their return Thursday, May 26. Seating is limited. To make reservations, visit thecitygrillwindsor.com.
The Impossible Question Contest. Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:50 and Sunday morning at 8:50 on AM 800. Contest rules available at am800cklw.com. The news that matters, the opinions that count.
Thanks for taking my call.
The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 to noon on AM 800 CKLW. Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
Hey, welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. You know, our featured guest today is Julie Weiss. She's ran 52 marathons in 52 weeks back in 2013. And in process, she ran 1,362 miles. And to date, she's raised over $400,000 in the fight against pancreatic cancer through her website, marathongoddess.com. She's also, she's also one of several featured runners in an inspiring documentary called Spirit of the Marathon 2, following the death of her father, her biggest fan from pancreatic cancer, she was feeling determined to make a difference. Running gave her the answer. She decided to turn her passion into a purpose and embark on an incredible endeavor to raise hope, money, and awareness for pancreatic cancer, the third largest leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. Also the lowest funded for research. Julie's now running the Purple Project Purple, excuse me, the nation's largest pancreatic cancer running charity. Julie ran her 100th marathon at the 2016 Los Angeles Marathon, which I was there for, and is currently working on a book about her transformation from couch potato to running 52 races in a single year, titled We Got This. Welcome to the show from Santa Monica, California, Julie Weiss.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm exhausted after all.
You know, I saw you in LA. I was doing the starting line, coordinating, and I didn't see you at the start, but I got a chance to kind of catch up with you at the expo, and it was a big deal. I mean, it was your 100th marathon.
It was such an amazing marathon, and to have it here at my hometown race was just incredible.
Let's talk about how all of this started. How did running start for you?
Well, I actually started running back in 2007, not long ago, 8 years ago, and I was overweight. I was on antidepressants. I was a single mom raising two teenage kids, and honestly, I felt like my life was just stuck, and running, it just made me feel alive again. And so I signed up for my very first event back in 2007. It was a triathlon, and then I caught the running bug very quickly, because then I signed up for a half marathon, and then obviously my first marathon in 2008, and the rest is history.
But did you run when you were in grade school or high school? Like, were you an athlete?
Believe it or not, I was more of like a party kid, party mom, and it just goes to show you, I didn't start running until I was 37, and it just goes to show you that, you know, if somebody like me, you know, can do what I did, anybody can do it. So, yeah, I just really, I didn't know how much I would love running once I started running, and right away, my father was my biggest fan. He was so proud of me, and that just made me love it even more. And then I found out about the Boston Marathon. I'm like, oh, I'm going to need to qualify for that, not realizing what really goes into training to qualify for Boston. I thought really the more marathons you run, the faster you would get. And I think by mile marathon 17 or 18, I'm like, okay, I need to call a coach. That's it.
Yeah. And so what was your first marathon?
My first marathon was the 2008 Los Angeles Marathon. And
so you started running in 2007 and decided you were going to do a marathon like the next year?
Pretty much, with like 3 months of training. I really had no idea what I was getting myself into. I made all of the beginner mistakes. I went out too fast. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to qualify on my run. I'm going to go sub 4. And I think by mile 14 or so, I hit the wall. I still had 12 miles to go, and it was pretty bad. But I really swore after that I would never do another marathon, and it wasn't long till I signed up for another one. I really just had to redeem myself, I think it was.
and then how did this all become such a mission for you? Going from that first marathon and the second one to redeem the first time, and then to actually do 52 in 52 weeks?
That's a great question. I think it became a mission at first because when I found out about the Boston Marathon and I told my dad, you know, I'm going to qualify for the Boston Marathon, and he was so proud of me. He didn't care what time I ran. He was just so impressed with all of these marathons I was running. But when I did finally call a coach and get close to qualifying for Boston, I kind of missed it by 2 minutes. And it was the very next day, you know, I was disappointed, but the very next day my father called to tell me that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and that there was nothing the doctors could do. And boy, just 35 days after his diagnosis, my father passed away from pancreatic cancer. And I had another race coming up that he was supposed to go with me and see me qualify at Sacramento. And, you know, sadly he didn't make it, but I know he was there with me because I did. And I qualified for Boston that year in 2010, just 10 days after he passed away. And that's when I knew that I had to do something bigger. I mean, I knew, you know, after everything I learned about pancreatic cancer now being the third leading cause of cancer death in the United States and lowest funded for research, I had to do something big in honor of my father. And I knew that from running all those races that I recovered fairly quickly. I'd done 12 in 1 year before on my mission to qualify for Boston. So that's when I heard of a few people doing 52 marathons in 52 weeks, and I thought, you know, something that I can do. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I've got a full-time job, you know. I've got my kids are older, but I still, you know, they still want their mom around. And but I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. So I think I was so inspired one night. I went on a marathon guide, and I had my whole schedule planned out in 3 hours. I was so inspired.
Those evenings with marathon guide. Yeah, yeah, I hear all kinds of horror stories of runners and bottles of wine going on marathonguide.com.
There was no wine involved. But,
and picking all the races for the year. So,
right.
So, again, going back to the mission and making a difference, the 52 in 52 weeks, I mean, look, logistically, it's a nightmare. And then you actually need to get sponsorship and then try to raise money at the same time to make all of that work. How did you do that?
Well, I was very, very fortunate. I didn't, I mean, I had to keep my job. So logistically, it was crazy. I mean, I was running a marathon on a Sunday, so I'd leave my office on a Friday or Saturday and then travel and then run the marathon on a Sunday and then hop on a plane Sunday after the race and get back to work, you know, for Monday morning. So I didn't take the whole year off and just travel from marathon to marathon. So that was almost harder than the marathons. But the charity that I was running with at the time, we had brought in enough money, and they were, you know, very, very kind and generous to help us pay for some of that travel. We raised well above the amount of, you know, that it cost to travel. So now we're up to nearly $400,000, and I'm still going for my million-dollar goal. I'm not stopping until I do. In fact, even once we surpass it, I will keep going until we have a cure. So I've been very fortunate. In fact, the Spirit of the Marathon 2 movie featured the first marathon of my 52 marathons was the Maratona de Roma. So to have that movie and to help my cause was, you know, it's just fantastic. It's such a beautiful movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but Spirit of the Marathon 2 is available on iTunes and Amazon if you haven't checked it out. I would highly recommend it for runners and non-runners. So, you know, I had the support of the charity, my family, my friends, and then quickly all of the people that I was running for, not just for my dad, but
right.
people affected by this disease. You know, we became like a big family, not really one you want to be a part of, but it's something for the greater good. We are doing a good thing here, raising money for this severely underfunded disease. So that's what kept me going, these people.
So we're going to take a news break. Will you hang on for us? Because I want to talk to you a little bit more about pancreatic cancer in the United States and also the Purple Project.
Great.
We'll be right Love back with Julie Weiss on Running Flat Radio.
Hyundai's dealer invoice pricing is back.
Oh, crab cakes, not again, Hyundai. You had to come back and ruin it for us, your good old American competition. How the horseradish can a car company let customers pay the dealer invoice price?
Enjoy up to $2,700 in dealer invoice price adjustments.
How is that even fair?
And 0% financing on select 2016s.
How does Hyundai do it?
This is how we
That's
do
the H-Factor. Hurry in and pay the dealer invoice price today. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details. Dealer is reimbursed for holdback included in invoice price. Dealer may sell for less.
Want to keep tabs on the social scene in Windsor, Essex? Stay connected with what's happening from galas, parties, and special events through Plugged In. Plugged In on TV Kojiko. Truly local television. And the place you can hear AM 800 right on your TV and on HD Cable 700, as well as Cable 11. You'll also continue to hear your favorite AM 800 programs like The Morning Drive, The Lynn Martin Show, The Noon Report, and The Afternoon News on both channels. TV Kojiko and AM 800. A great partnership. Visit TVKojiko.com for Plugged In Showtime.
The Lynn Martin Show.
That's why I'm totally against it, because you let the people in and then they want to take over.
With daycares being so expensive nowadays, it's really hard for people to find a job and be able to find care for their children.
The only open line talk show in Windsor, Essex.
And I really think it's incumbent upon us to be involved in this fight against them.
Bravo! Good for them. I think it's awesome. It's possible. You can do this.
The Lynn Martin Show. Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800 CKLW.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Christy Lee Varley.
Help is on the way to maintain the grounds of Mackenzie Hall in West Windsor. The city, St. Clair College, and Friends of the Court have established a $5,000 scholarship. A student from St. Clair College will be picked to help maintain and design the grounds. The City of Windsor is still looking for some information before work can begin on a downtown building. Toronto area developer Henry Tam purchased the property in the 100 block of Chatham Street West with plans of opening a food court and student apartments. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles Canada got a huge boost from the Windsor-built Dodge Grand Caravan, pushing sales up significantly last month. Sales of the minivan shot up 76%, making last month the all-time record month for the vehicle. Checking AM 800 Sports right now in the NHL. The New York Islanders already out to a 1-0 lead over the Tampa Bay Lightning. With 8 minutes to go in the first, that series is tied up at 1 apiece. Sharks and Preds get underway at 9, and the Stars and Blues get underway at 9:30. In Major League Baseball, it's the top of the fourth, and the Indians have a 4-0 lead right now over the Tigers. Nick Castellanos is up to bat for Detroit. And also tonight, it's the end of the first, and the Blue Jays are down 1-0 to the Texas Rangers. In the NBA, at 8 o'clock, Miami will be taking on Toronto at the ACC, and at 10:30, Portland is taking on the Golden State Warriors. From the AM 800 Weather Center, tonight we do have a partly cloudy sky on the way, dropping down to a low of 8. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers in the late morning and early afternoon, a high of 14. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 18. Friday, sunny with a high of 22. Right now in Windsor, it is 15, 59 Fahrenheit. I'm Christy Lee Varley, AM 800 News.
When you are able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And hey, welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. This is the show all about running and endurance sports. And one of the most lively characters that you'll ever meet in the United States right now is Julie Weiss, who ran 52 marathons in 52 weeks back in 2013. She's also completed her 100th marathon a couple months ago back at the LA Marathon. And she's really the focal point for pancreatic cancer. Whenever you see her running, you'll always see her. And it's a purple singlet.
Yeah, purple singlet, purple everything, purple shoes.
your entire wardrobe is purple.
Pretty much, yes.
So let's talk about the Project Purple.
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. Project Purple is the largest pancreatic cancer running charity, and I am so grateful to be running with them and a few other charities. But for this one, in fact, I've got a race coming up in Kona at the Kona Marathon, where the if you register and you use my code, I think it's KM Goddess, you'll save $10. And that race is so kind in offering to donate that $10 to Project Purple. So it's a fantastic running charity. They are the official charity for. They're in Boston. They're in Chicago. They're in New York. They just did one here in Orange County, Lincoln. So lots of races to choose from if you want to run with them and raise money for pancreatic cancer. And they're great.
So pancreatic cancer obviously touched you with your dad. And so I used to do a race called Run for Heroes, which was, the long form name was the World Alzheimer's Day Run for Heroes Marathon. My father had Alzheimer's. And that's how I actually got into running, and I got into the business of putting on runs and being a race director was all because of that, because we tried to raise a lot of money. We raised almost a couple $100,000 for the local Alzheimer's Society through that race. But, you know, there's such a personal cost to running for a cause like that, where, and cost is probably the wrong word for it, but you leave a lot of yourself on the table when you're doing something like this. Even when you go to the grocery store and somebody recognizes you and say, oh, you're the person who runs for pancreatic cancer, and then they take you aside and tell you the life story of a pancreatic cancer survivor or someone, one of the loved ones who've passed away, and it is really an incredible gift.
That's right. I mean, that's the beauty and sometimes sadness of it, you know.
Right.
But it's so special when you're out there running and you're running not just for yourself, but you're running for someone else. It takes on a whole new meaning when you're out there and raising awareness for a cause that's close to your heart. So, you know, I highly recommend people do that, you know, go out there and try to do something for the greater good, because it just really does take on a whole new meaning, and it's no longer about you or just your time, but you're out there, you're helping make the world a better place. So I can't tell you the amount of people that I have met along the way, the friends that I've made, and sadly some of the friends that I've lost along the way. That was the special part of my journey, and it continues to be. In fact, I just crossed the finish line with a pancreatic cancer survivor on Sunday at Orange County, two-time survivor, 12-time marathoner. I mean, doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. You quoted that it's the least funded for research?
That's right.
How's that?
Well, I think the fact is that people just don't know what we're dealing with here. You know, they think pancreatic cancer is almost like a death sentence. So, you know, people just don't know what we're dealing with. So they don't put enough money into it to raise enough money to give it the research that it needs and deserves. I mean, this cancer is very, very difficult to find. So once it's found, many people, you know, they're already at stage four. So that's why I do what I do, to get the word out, to get the awareness out, and tell people what's going on here, because there is hope. You know, survivors are rare, but they do exist. And, you know, look at the amount of money that we've put into breast cancer, which is fantastic. It's not 100% curable yet, but they do have ways, you know, they have mammograms. We need early detection tests. We need the same kind of attention that some of the other cancers get so that, you know, so that there's a fighting chance for those people that are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit more about We Got This.
We Got This has always been my mantra. It's like people look at me, they throw their hands up in the air and they say, We Got This. It's just something I've always said when I, when we are faced with a challenge, whatever it is, we got this. You know, together we're strong, we're confident, we're passionate. And when you have passion and purpose, you really can create miracles. So, I mean, imagine running 52 marathons in 52 weeks and not getting injured. How's that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and raising so much money and so much awareness and continuing to do so. So it's that passion and purpose and confidence and knowing that there's people around you and we are together. It's not I got this. It's together. We got this. We do. And yes.
So, you know, this is a really unique show because we have thousands of downloads every week of people who actually download the show and then work out with us or run with us who are, you know, accomplished runners or triathletes or folks who are working out. And then we have this really big listening audience who are just, they're not into running, but they just really kind of enjoy the show and they enjoy the stories that we go through. And one of the things that I always try to highlight is that running is an ageless sport, that you could be any age, anywhere in that spectrum and run. And be fit and do well at it. And it's one of the uniqueness about our sport that almost anyone can pick it up at any age. I kind of want to leave with a kind of like a parting message from you in regards to what has running meant for you?
Running has meant so many things to me. I mean, it really just puts the idea that you can do anything. I mean, once you start running, it's made me feel alive. And at 37, I started running. And in fact, I just saw somebody, her name's Ida. I think she broke the world record. She's 100 for the 100 meter. So what it means to me is you're never too old to set a new dream. That's a quote from somebody, but it's true. Your dreams are still possible. So it's just taking one foot in front of the other and going for it. And, you know, before we go, I just want to say that, you know, there's lots of ways to participate if you want to get involved with a charity or if you want to, run some cool races. You can check out my website. I've got a few things that I'm participating in coming up, like the Challenge Aruba Half Ironman Distance. You can check out that. Another great race coming up is the Everyone East Bay Half Marathon, where you can choose from 18 different charities to run for. I've got a code called Goddess20 if you want to join me for that. It's a great place to run. There's always something out there. So if you are looking for inspiration or if you are looking to do something wonderful, the running community is an amazing place. And for all you non-runners out there, I highly recommend the Spirit of the Marathon too, because it's very inspirational for runners, for non-runners, to see that your dreams are still possible. They really are.
And that they are. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor, and I hope to see you at another race soon.
Hopefully soon.
Okay, we got this.
Thanks, all the best.
Take care.
Julie Weiss joins us from Santa Monica, California, marathongoddess.com. She is a dynamo, raising awareness for pancreatic cancer throughout the United States and beyond. It's now time for Song of the Week. Every week we choose a really cool song that's literally hours old when it comes out, and this is a really interesting song. It's a song that you want to listen to and kind of get you going, kind of get you down the road, maybe get you down that trail. This is Owen Rabbit with Weeds on Running Flat Radio.
Weeds keep growing and I keep cutting them. Weeds keep growing and I keep cutting them. Pull them out of the roots so they won't die. Pull them out of the roots so they won't die. Weeds keep growing and I keep cutting them. Weeds keep growing and I keep cutting them. Pull them out of the roots so they won't die. Pull them out of the roots so they won't die. Every day is the
Mother's Day, show mom some love with the perfect gift at Sears, where you'll find everything she wants, including the latest in fashion. Today only, save 50% off Tradition, 40% off Tanjay and Aaliyah, and 50% off fashion jewelry. Plus, get a free Clinique 7-piece gift set with any Clinique purchase of $31 or more, now through May 9th. You'll find these fabulous deals in-store and check online for Sears.ca daily deals. Some exclusions apply.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a mattress? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deppermans.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, a few clouds tonight, increasing cloudy periods later on with a low of plus 8. Wednesday, mainly cloudy, a 60% chance of showers late in the morning and in the afternoon with a high of 14. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 18. Friday, sunny with a high of 22. And Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, a 60% chance of showers with a high of 18. Again, for tonight, a few clouds, increasing later on with a low of 8.
On McHappy Day, visit McDonald's to help families at Ronald McDonald Houses while their children are treated at nearby hospitals.
When you're in the hospital, really your family gets split up. Having places like this enables you to be all together. Without sounding cliche, it is home away from home.
Enjoy a Big Mac, Happy Meal, or hot McCafe beverage to help more than 20,000 Ronald McDonald House families in Canada this year and other local charities. See you Wednesday, May 4th on McHappy Day.
Owen Rabbit with Weeds on Running Flat Radio, our song of the week. It is now time to bring our dear friend in from Iron Magazine, Ben Kaplan.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
So, Ben Kaplan, I understand, has had some sort of three-hour breakdown. Or was that a breakthrough?
Yeah.
Ben, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's amazing. You know, you're a much nicer person after a PB race breakthrough. I've been, you know, my wife said something to me. What are her exact words? Oh, God. Anyway, I can't remember.
How come you're not miserable after a race?
I thank you for playing it cool. Matter of fact, her thing was, thank you for playing it cool. And it was just like, wow, that's what you can do when you have a little bit of like, you know, wow, I just did that. You know, I just did. I tried many times in the past to break 3 hours, and I've never been able to do it. And my last marathon I ran in October was one of those races you have where just it's just, you know, it's a god-awful experience. I really, I broke down as early as 28K. And then you're sort of stuck out there on the course, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's really unpleasant.
It's a miserable existence.
It's a horrible thing. In one of these things, it's like you just really want like a car instead of to drive by to veer into you and just end it, man. You know, you're stuck out there for another 45 minutes. So you know, so, but it's all the sweeter because it's, you know, I went through all that and didn't give up and, yeah, lived to fight another day and, so, and did it, conquered the ghost.
Okay, so let's talk about this a bit. You, back in October, you tried to break 3 hours and you missed it by, I believe, like 2 minutes, right?
No, I missed it considerably.
Okay.
I mean, closer to like 6 minutes or something like that.
Okay, so you this last weekend ran the marathon.
Yeah.
And broke the 3 hour mark.
And I was basically in the same shape. I basically trained the same way. The two things I did different was I ran the back half of the course. So I knew, I remember last year when I did this course, you know, there's a part where it sort of veers all over the place. And it had a mental picture in my head that, you know, that goes on for a long time. But so I ran the course, the back half of it. And I've learned, you know, it's only 2.5K. And when I knew what it was, when I got into that situation on race day, I knew what was coming, and I was, you know, I was fine with it. I was even excited.
And I'm sorry, which race was this that you ran?
The Toronto Marathon.
The Toronto Marathon.
Which is great. You know, Eric Gillis, one of the Canadian Olympians, when he always runs his big races at home, just because he knows the course, it's close to his house, his family's there, it's easy for him to get to. You know, it's a lot of advantages where it starts at a reasonable hour, the whole thing. And the other thing was there was a three-hour pacer. Most races don't have that. But when you have a pacer, you know, it's not even that you don't to control your speed, but not to think about it is such a weight off, you know. It's hard to go when you're constantly stressing out about that. So, you know, this the stars aligned. It was unbelievable. It was at 38K and 39K, and I was really fine, and that's nothing to take lightly because I've been in that situation many a time when it doesn't go that way.
Most certainly. So what do you attribute it to? What did you do differently this last weekend than you didn't do back in October?
I mean, I got to tell you, man, I think every dog has its day. I mean, I was working at the expo at the marathon, and I was sipping on cough syrup, you know. It wasn't like you just have to keep getting in the ring, you know. You just keep trying. For whatever reason it was raining out there, and people were saying it was miserable conditions, and you end in this fierce headwind, you know, for 7K or something like that. But for whatever reason, I was trying to put my radio on, and the cord was all twisted up, and I couldn't get it on. But for whatever reason, just, I don't know, it was almost like the runner's high. But it wasn't even the runner's high, because the whole time I was sort of going like, today's my day, you know. Even before it even started going, I just had a bop in my step, you know. And then I was thinking, like, you know, 10K was down, and it didn't really bother me, you know. And then I was at the 21K mark, and it still, I was okay, you know. And it, you know, I mean, another thing I did, I was drinking the waters. I made a concerted effort to drink the water more. Sometimes it's like I don't want to extend any effort beyond just run. But I think maybe keep drinking the water sort of helped.
So do you think it's more of a mental?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
There's no way I'm in better shape now than I've been in the past. It was just, I mean, that's why I'm saying every dog has his day, because it was just, because, I mean, the conditions were awful. I was, you know, you can hear, I'm like fighting back a cough right now. I was coughing the whole time through. My kids, you know, I wasn't getting a special rest, but just, it was my mood somehow, you know. I saw, you know, Corey, and I saw Corey on the course.
Yeah,
and
she
said I looked great. You know, I was just,
Oh, she's just saying that because she's nice.
But, you know, you put the pressure on yourself. I don't know. But I tell you, though, I'm not really one. I really do feel good about it. I tell you the God's honest truth. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, play it off or be humble or something, because I really didn't know if I was ever going to be able to do this.
Yeah, and I'm, that's kind of what I'm getting at is it the mental state that you were in, knowing that, you know, that there was already a bunch of stuff going wrong here, whether it's the weather, the cold that you got coming on, you know, obviously being at home and knowing the course is a huge benefit to you. You know, let me put it to you this way: we did Le Chocolat this last weekend, and I've never seen so many PBs.
Yeah.
From folks. And, right. And the reality is our course changes elevation 20 feet.
Huh.
It does. Uh-huh. You know, it's all waterfront. It's on Riverside Drive, which is a very, very flat road. No hills, no bumps. but you know what? The weather conditions, like I said, were amazing for runners. You know, 45 degrees, no wind, really light wind, low cloud deck. You know, almost foggy at some points in time. And, you know, kind of tough for race directors and volunteers and crew, right? Because everything's kind of wet and damp and cold. But you know what? I mean, you know, again, you know, no hydration issues to deal with, no overheating issues to deal with, lots of smiling people, lots of, you know, lots of fast times, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's just a matter of, I don't know, a matter of just sticking with it, you know? I mean, that's the one thing I could say is that you just have to sort of not get too overly discouraged and enjoy the journey because you just never know. And, you know, it was just, there's just nothing like that feeling. And then when I crossed the finish line, I mean, I would say I'm 42 years old and I've been doing this now for, I guess, 8 years. And, you know, that this and Sunday was the pinnacle of my running career, you know? And it's just like, that's a guy with a 42-year-old, with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old and a cold
right.
and whatever else. And the car needs payments and this, so I need a plumber. And like, you know, I'm not like, you know, I've got problems, man. But it could come together sometimes.
The toilet's running, my friend.
That's why we do it, you know? Every once in a while, boy.
How many marathons have you run, Ben?
I think that was 12.
Okay, and you've done everything from ones in Israel to...
Yeah, Boston, Vancouver, Ottawa, Jerusalem, you know, Portugal.
So I think this is a really important lesson that I'm trying to get across to some of the listeners who are obviously we're in marathon season. You know, there's still lots of marathons left to do in May around the Great Lakes. And, you know, let's just talk a little bit more about just that sense of ease and confidence that allowed you to do this instead of letting the jitters and you know and the stomach cramps and the anxiety get to you.
I mean, I tell you, stomach cramps and anxiety. I just listed off a bunch of problems. You know, like you know, you want stomach cramps and anxiety. The world will provide that for you.
Yeah.
But if you take that on your hobby, and you know, I do it to myself too. We do it to ourselves, but. You know, you do yourself no favors with that. It should be a relief from the stress, not additional burden, you know. We're not getting paid. We're not even getting free Nikes. We're not getting anything. We're paying, you know. We're buying this stuff, and we're using it. So, you know, hopefully it provides you with some hope, help.
Now, you know, Boston was a couple weeks ago. Boston was a very, very hot race.
Right.
You know, and obviously in Toronto, I mean, a cool rainy race. I mean, those are great conditions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you take what you get. It's part of the thing. I mean, I was hoping, you know, I was sitting there the day before at the expo, you know, coughing into my forearm, and it's just like, boy, this is gonna just suck if it's raining, you know. Like I do not want just because even to go out there for 3 hours in the rain or you know an hour beforehand, so you know, standing in the rain for 4 hours just. But, you know, it's part of the thing, so you can't control it. So I guess I would say, like, I'm going to go do Ottawa at the end of the month, and it's just go do it and just slap somebody 5 and give a smile. And if you see somebody in the course, you know, go for it. And, you know, just try to enjoy the experience.
Yeah, and don't get hung up on trying to break that record or get that PB.
You know, just, I don't know, do what you can to make your life better so when you get home later, your wife says, thanks for being cool. I always forget the exact phrase, but whatever. Thanks for taking it in stride or whatever. You know, you want it to make you nicer when you deal with your kids, not less nice.
Yeah.
That's how you win a race. How you win a race is the condition you are when you have to put the kids to bed later that night, you know?
Yeah, I think being runners make you a better person.
Me too, my friend.
I think it does. I really think it does because there's so much there's so much you know. I hate to say sound really kind of flowery to say there's so much love between runners, but there's a real commonality there amongst all of us, especially no matter what your size is, no matter what your ethnic background is, you know, at the finish line that euphoria is universal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, is are they running any races soon?
This little guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. If he doesn't start sleeping through the night, he's not going to be doing anything. He'll live with his grandparents full time. I know my daughter is 4 and a half, and she's getting ready to run. We're looking for a kids' run that we can do together in the summer, I hope.
Canada Day has an amazing kids' race. It goes around the Palisade, right at the Fort Malden. We have a cannon start. It's an awesome race.
My daughter's name is Esme, and I think that would be a great trip for us to do.
I think you should come down to Amherstburg, my friend.
Oh, I would love that.
I'd love to have you guys. Ben Kaplan, thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity every time. Love the show.
You bet. Be well, man.
Cheers, brother.
Ben Kaplan, editor-in-chief of iRun magazine. You can catch copies of iRun at any running store, and I think also at any good bookstore and magazine shop here in Canada. Thanks to my special guest today, Julie Weiss, for joining me to talk about her fight against pancreatic cancer and the marathon goddess. For information about Canada Day, Color Run Nights, or any other runs that we do, please go to runningflat.com as well as any of our Facebook pages, and follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company for your run, your walk, your workout, whatever you're doing with me. It's really my honor. And we'll be back in 14 days off next week. So until then, I'm Chris Yuzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.